Anti-smoking groups in Indonesia have threatened to take legal action against the country's social affairs minister for distributing free packets of cigarettes to members of an indigenous tribe. As a goodwill gesture, she gave gifts, including packets of cigarettes. When pictures circulated on the internet, it sparked heated debate. Now, two non-government groups are demanding an apology and threatening the minister with legal action. They say she violated government rules. She's reportedly dismissed the criticism. Smoking is rampant in Indonesia, including amongst children.
New research suggests that the average 14-year-old boy in Britain spends more than 8 hours a day in front of screens of various kinds, mainly on the internet. Our technology reporter Rory Kettling-Jones has the story.
Television has been the most popular pastime for children over the 20 years that their media habits have been surveyed by the marketing firm Childwise. Now that's changing. In 1995, the average 14-year-old boy watched 3.3 hours of TV a day. That's now down to 2.4 hours. But when you add time spent on the internet and on mobile phones, they're in front of screens for more than 8.5 hours a day.
There are 40 days to go until the general election here in the UK. Our British Affairs correspondent has been taking a look at one of the key issues, immigration. Today he's in Bradford, a city in the north of England with a large, predominantly Pakistani Muslim population. It's often portrayed in the media as a divided society where integration has failed.
Well, we're here serving those in need.
And just looking around, it's absolutely clear to see that all your clients, the people you're feeding or serving here, they are British. Where else are they from?
From the Muslim community, from the Eastern European community. It's about humanity and it's about serving those in need.
And this was your response?
This was our response. Let's do something. Yeah.
Now, tell me, a lot of people point fingers at Bradford and they think that your community is isolated from the wider British society. Is there anything in that? Do you see that?
I think that's absolute nonsense.
Is it really?
It is. Bradford is a multicultural district where people do help each other, people do respond to each other's needs.
About 10 years ago, there was a report suggested there was quite a lot of segregation in some of our northern cities, and Bradford was one which was pointed to. Is that not real?
I think you'll find that in most cities where you'll have residential segregation. We certainly believe that we're under a microscope at the moment with regards to issues that are taking place, whether it's to do with foreign policy, terrorism attacks.
Do you feel unfairly judged?
Completely.